James, and my co-host, as always, are Grady and Owen, and we are the Kid Critics Podcast. Today, we will be reviewing the 1960 slasher-slash-thriller movie called Psycho, directed by Alfred Hitchcock. As always, there will be major spoilers in this episode of the podcast, so spoiler alert, and do not listen to this podcast if you haven't seen it. Also, this movie is rated R for brief, strong violence and mild sexuality, so if you're under a certain age or don't... Anyways, enjoy this episode.
Okay, what is our out of 10 ranking for this movie?
I'd give it an 8.
Mine's 9.5.
I'd probably just give it like a, I think like 8, just like Grady, because I mean, I liked it. I mean, it was obviously really good for the 60s, like how you always say, like, try to put yourself in the theater while this came out and how like groundbreaking this would be. It would be really good, just right now, just the effects.
Yeah, it's a
just,
little cheesy.
Yeah, and also, like, but when this came out, this is, like, groundbreaking, because, like, people wouldn't take showers for weeks because of the shower scene with the whole killer and stuff.
Are you just making this up?
No, like, that's, like, an actual fact.
Whoa. I bet.
95% sure. Anyway, what did we like about this movie?
I like the plot twist and just the plot of, like, the killer being like the mom being dead the entire time, and then he was like the mom, which is like another personality,
like a split personality.
Yeah, which that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought the actual just like whole plot was amazing and very creative. I mean, everyone always thinks of just like, oh, I'm just gonna make a movie about a guy who kills people. I mean, that happens all the time, but never like that.
Yeah,
never distributed
like the
in
music
that way.
Made it like so much more intense and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So. The music was really good. I liked the acting. Whoever played Norman Bates. I think his name was Anthony Hopkins or no, Perkins. I think
that might be it.
He was really really good, and I like how suspenseful it felt and how like just eerie it feels, the tone of the movie, and I like how well it's set up for a sequel, because most killer movies like that aren't set up very well if they want to make a sequel. And even though apparently the sequels did not do very well, I just really like the ending. Yeah.
Yeah, the only reason I wanted to see this movie was because that, like, famous shower scene. And then I saw, because that's what I thought was going to be, like, the only good part of the movie, except but that was before I saw the Rotten Tomatoes.
And ended up, the shower scene, speaking of that, is, in my opinion, the most disappointing thing about the movie.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be so good, and it was just, like, so cheesy. I mean, it was obviously good for back then, but
I feel like it wasn't even good for back then.
Yeah, because it was literally just, like, a guy moving his arm up and down with, like, some foam knife in his hand.
I thought that scene was going to happen much later in the movie, but it happened, like, about the middle.
Yeah.
Earlier.
I thought it was going to happen at the very beginning, and that was, like, the motive for the people to kill the killer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I thought they were going to be in the house a lot more, too.
Oh, like yeah. Mansion. It didn't show the house
much
until the very end.
What parts did we not like or we think could have done better?
The acting.
Well,
really?
It was 60s.
I think the acting was good.
Well,
it doesn't really matter. They're still good, like, actors just because it happened a while ago. But I think the acting was good.
That's true.
Especially with Norman Bates. And,
Acting was good, like, in the normal scenes, but, like, in the killer scenes, it was not good.
Another thing I don't like, even though it helps, like, kind of set the tone, really, but it's just a useless character. Maybe he comes back in a sequel. Maybe that's what happens to him.
Wait, who?
The policeman. He was just so
The policeman, I was just like, you guys were, like, saying the whole movie, I agreed with you. What is his deal? I mean... Yeah. I get he was a little suspicious for a girl sleeping in his car on the side of the highway, but you don't follow her around, watch her get it, like, trade out her car to get a new one, like, stalk her completely, and then, like, go follow her until she gets her to her hotel 2 hours later and then leave her. I mean, it's just creepy.
Yeah.
And then he didn't show up at the end, like, at all.
Yeah, it just confused me. I thought he was going to have such a bigger part in the movie, and then it just left me, like, wondering what did he add to the movie?
Okay. We kind of already answered this, but the effects, they were fine. They were probably good for the 60s nowadays.
Not too great.
They weren't very good.
The time period was good.
Except,
the
shower scene, the effects weren't
great, but the way the music went well with the rest of the movie, and it just got, I felt like it got creepier and creepier, and it actually was pretty well done.
See, if you just listened to it without the music, it would have been just like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
The music added so much to the movie.
Yeah, and the camera angles, like, when the detective guy died, like, and the camera was, like, on the ceiling.
Yeah.
And, like, you just saw him come out of the doorway.
It looks like there's just hidden cameras around a real thing.
It was kind of, like, I don't know, it was kind of creepy.
Yeah. So, yeah, this kind of has to go with the effects. Okay, so 30 years before this, or, like, 24 years before this, Wizard of Oz was made, and half of that was color, half of it was black and white. This was 24 years later.
Though.
Yeah, and then this is all black and white. Why couldn't have been
budget?
Color? Budget.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz had probably like a huge budget, and
yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
this movie probably didn't have as big a budget.
Why did we think Norman Bates was so nervous at the beginning? And I know it said, like, he kind of liked her, but then it also said he kind of likes that man, not in a, you know,
sexual
romantically way.
Way,
yeah. And it just said he wanted to help him and get into that. So why do you think he was acting so weird around the girl at the beginning?
The reason he killed the people and stuff is because his mom, like, is his other personality type thing. But he's just awkward, I think, is his actual
problem. I think he was acting
socially
weird,
awkward.
Yeah. Probably because he was a psycho killer.
Well, that was the mom side of him.
Yeah, but also, it says at the beginning, it says at the end when the guy's explaining it, that him or her or whatever you want to call it, the psycho, was responsible for two other missing bodies. I don't know if you guys caught that. It was at the end when he was explaining.
Oh, his mom and his dad.
So yeah, he was probably nervous about that because he probably killed somebody else shortly before that or something.
Yeah, that's true. Right, the plot twist. The plot twist, it was...
I really liked it.
What was the plot twist?
when the mom was dead for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the guy has both personalities.
I had to get...
And he was the killer.
Yeah, I had to get my dad to explain that to me. I didn't really understand that the first time I saw it. That was kind of a little confusing.
I really liked it. I think, yeah, because... Especially because... If you look at how old Norman Bates is, it wouldn't make sense that his mom is that agile that she would be able to walk pretty fast and kill a person. I guess.
Well, I
just feel
knew
like
the
she'd
entire
be pretty old.
I knew it wasn't a girl. I knew it was a man killing. But at the beginning, I thought, like, oh, Norman Bates, he's just too nice to be a killer. He's not the killer. And then I was like, wow,
it is
him.
When I watched it, the scenes were, like, you could see, like, the bun, like, the wig and the...
Oh, walking out of the shower
clothes?
Room?
Yeah.
Yeah, bathroom. I mean...
I didn't notice that. I just thought it was a guy.
Oh, well, you weren't supposed to notice that.
It was, like, a one-second shot.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Oh.
Wait, did you see it, James?
Yeah. I didn't see that he was a guy because I'm pretty sure
It just showed, like, a grandma's, bed clothes and a bun.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that it was probably played by a girl to play it off really well.
Yeah.
Probably.
Were we ever creeped out? For me, yes. I was creeped out.
I was only creeped out, like, the parts that were supposed to creep you out weren't, but at the end when Norman Bates made that really creepy face where he made that weird smile, and he was like...
Yeah, that was
the
best scene
in
the
whole
movie.
And the mom voice was just like, I'm not even going to swat this fly. I'm just like... It kind of like that part after that, how he made that face. That was the only part.
Yeah,
that
in my opinion,
me
that was the best scene in the movie. I was creeped out pretty much. I was creeped out a little bit, pretty much from since when she killed Abergast or whatever his name is, the private investigator. I was a little bit creeped out.
Yeah, when he
all the
just
way
came
from
out of the
that.
Doorway,
yeah,
that was. Oh, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, but other than that, I was, like, kind of creeped out during some parts, but not really. But at the very end, that was the best scene in the whole movie.
But
that was,
like,
really well done.
When Abergast got killed, the camera angles were both very creative, but very poorly shot. Like, when he was falling down the stairs with his arms flailing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was just, like, what is the word for it? It's just, like, it was just zooming in on him. It was, like, kind of... Like, the background was zooming out or something or whatever, and it didn't look like he was falling. It just looked like he was standing still, and the background was zooming up. And then, I thought it was creative, but...
Also, surprisingly enough, this movie has quite a few comparisons to a movie we saw pretty recently called Knives Out. Without spoiling anything, the ending is quite similar. And also, the woman
in Knives Out, the older lady, not the super old lady, but one of the older ladies.
The character played by Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes. Her mom is actually... the woman is actually played by her mom, and that's kind of cool. Yeah.
So, does anyone else have anything to talk about?
The music was great.
We already talked about that.
What do you guys think?
Actually, another thing about Knives Out, the music was like the exact same.
Yeah, the music was kind of similar. The sequels, Psycho 2 and 3, both got bad reviews. Do we have any like theories on what could potentially happen in Psycho 2 and 3?
I think it was just like any other movie, like It and It Chapter 2. No comparison. I mean, It Chapter 2 is still pretty good, but there's just like no comparison. The first one was so much better. And then it often happens with most sequels.
Especially to really good movies like that. Like, one example is Jaws. They made one absolutely amazing movie.
And then they made four others that were really absolute bad. Crap.
Yeah.
And then, so, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I think probably in the sequels, it's going to try and make something up that isn't very believable. But one thing is, the effects are probably better in the sequels.
The Rotten Tomatoes were pretty good.
They're amazing. Extremely good.
The audience score was 94, and the Rotten Tomatoes were 96.
Yeah, and I agree with that. If you add those together and averaged out, it would come out as a 95 out of 100, which is like a 9.5 out of 10 for me, which I think is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really good. What did you think of, like, the mom, like, her skull? Did that, like, creep you out? Like, when
the way she turned around felt kind of cheesy and all that.
Yeah, she turned around, and then her just head goes, like, tilted to the right a little bit. Yeah, I was like, what the heck? It was obviously just, like, someone was holding a fake skeleton from a science class.
Yeah.
Turned her around, and then just, like, let go of her.
Yeah, but aside from the fact that the effects are kind of cheap, I think that Psycho, overall, was a good movie. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
After this discussion, what is our out of 10 ranking? Have any of our opinions changed?
Mine would probably stay... I mean, mine might go to, like, a 8.5, but nothing much.
8 or 9 out of 10.
So. Yeah, I'm staying at a 9.5. I really, really enjoyed the movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is our Kid Critics podcast about the horror movie Psycho, and I hope you guys enjoyed. If you did enjoy, please give us a good comment and rating on Apple Podcasts.
And subscribe.
And subscribe.
Or Spotify.
And we'll see you in the next episode of the Kid Critics.